Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. So please be seated. So I want to set up our gospel reading for you. Jesus and his disciples are in Jerusalem for Passover, and this is the last week of Jesus' life. And they are gathered in this upstairs room to eat the Passover meal, and the whole group is there. And Jesus is giving them his last thoughts and instructions. They aren't fully aware of what is going on, but Jesus is. Judas is about to betray him. The Roman soldiers are on notice to arrest him. Within the hour, Jesus will be on his way to a quick and somewhat shady midnight trial, then a brutal beating, and then a humiliating death, just like a criminal on the cross. And these are his last thoughts and words. It's almost like we're eavesdropping in on Jesus when we read this morning's gospel. It is the night before his betrayal and crucifixion. He is with his closest friends. They're there for the Last Supper. And we are hearing Jesus' deepest concerns as he prays to his Father this urgent prayer to take care of his friends. And this is the last prayer that Jesus' disciples hear from him. And it's all about relationships, about Jesus and God the Father, about the disciples and God, and then their relationships with each other. Jesus prays for their protection and sanctification as they are about to go into the world without him. Now, sanctification is one of those religious words we hear but may not fully understand. Often, it's interpreted as being super holy, and that's not really what it means. Sanctification is to be set apart by God for a particular use. And Jesus is praying for his followers to be set aside to continue his mission. And like his disciples, we are also set aside or entrusted to carry on Jesus' work. And we know that our work as Christians is to allow Jesus' reconciling love to flow through us out to everyone else. And we're here to proclaim the good news of the gospel to the world. Well, this may seem like an overwhelming expectation, you know, for us to continue redemptive work. But Jesus tells us, the Holy Spirit will abide in us. And as crazy as it may seem, it appears that Jesus trusts us to do this work. Sanctification, being consecrated to and dedicated to God, means we do God's work right where we are, right now. And like Jesus, that means we see people and we acknowledge them and we do what we can to help. So we feed the hungry and clothe the naked and bring hope to the poor and the imprisoned. And thankfully, we have the Holy Spirit. We have God's presence in us for guidance and encouragement. Otherwise, this work would be more difficult than it already is. Being sanctified, being set aside, being selected to continue to love and heal like Jesus, it happened at our baptisms. We may not have realized it, but this work of loving and healing people is an aspect of being in God's presence. And whenever there's a baptism or on certain Sundays and we repeat our baptismal vows that were either said for us or some of us said them ourselves, we are accepting our sanctification. So you know the vows, and you know the response, right? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? I will, with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will, with God's help. Will you strive for justice and peace and respect the dignity of every human being? I will, with God's help. We will. The only way we will, or that we can, is with God's help. Now, God helps comes to us because God promised it. The Old Testament is full of God's promises to be with us. And today, in the gospel, we hear Jesus praying for it. We have God's help because the Holy Spirit is in us. Aware of it or not, well, now you know, each one of us has already been set aside, already sanctified, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We are the ones to tell the amazing news that God loves everyone, God forgives, and wants us to be close. You know, we've all been chosen by God. We've all been set aside. And we all are to proclaim by word and deed Jesus's message. And we serve people. And we work for justice and peace. And we respect the dignity of everyone. So at the Last Supper, Jesus is pleading with God for his friends. He knows it's going to be rough without them and that the work is difficult. And Jesus knows that loving all others, healing people, and working for justice is hard work. He knows how challenging it will be for the disciples then and for us now. So Jesus prays to his Father, our God in heaven, for his group of disciples that were all ex-fishermen, nothing special like us, for the support they need to continue his mission. And he prayed for them, and he continues to pray for us to be full of the support and the presence of the Holy Spirit as we go out into the world. Jesus prayed for his friends. And Jesus prays for all who share the good news to be protected. Jesus prayed for his followers then and now to have the strength and courage to carry out his mission of love. Jesus prayed for his friends. And Jesus prays for us. And I want you guys to let that sink in. Jesus Christ prays for us. It's not just us praying to God our Father. Jesus prays for us as well. I think that's amazing. Because Jesus loves us, he prays for us. And this is the position that we're supposed to pray from too. Because we are loved, we love. And we're asked to pray in a spirit of love, compassion, and gratitude as we all carry on Jesus' work of redemption. On the eve of his death, Jesus prayed for his friends. He knew that the world and the work to be done is dangerous and risky. And often we push that reality aside because it is scary and overwhelming to confront all that is wrong in this world. Yet it is up to us, you and me, to make a difference, to do the work of loving, healing, and feeding. There are challenges, and yes, it's not often easy. So we have to remember that there's a lot of good in each of us, and there's a lot of good in the world, and that Jesus is praying for us to carry on his mission. He also asks for us to resist the roughness, the self-centeredness, and the fear of this world. When we're asked to manage our inappropriate anger and let go of revenge and resentment, and be transformed from the inside out. We need that to go out into the world with the love of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit that we all received at our baptism. We need that love. We need it to fill us up so that we have enough love and courage to do God's work. So we're all sanctified, And being sanctified doesn't mean we're perfect or super holy and therefore boring. Sanctification means that we've been set aside to share the amazing truth of Jesus, his teachings, his life, and his love. And when we accept that we have already been selected for God's service, we pray for internal reforming of our hearts, minds, and souls through the knowledge of God's truth, the truth of Jesus. And through Jesus, we carry on his work. So being sanctified, being set aside, that we mean to live our lives as Jesus did, inviting all that we meet into a new relationship with God. And we do that by empowering them, by letting them know that God is already present in their lives and that a life based on love is always a choice. Our mission is to be in this world and to love it. We are Jesus' representatives here on earth. And there's some writing by a 16th century Spanish mystic named Teresa of Avila that really sums it up. And for a while, a couple years ago in youth group, we used to listen to someone sing this song and we would sing along with it. But I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to read it. Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes which to look out Christ's compassion to the world. Yours are the feet which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands which with he is to bless now. Christ has no body on earth but ours. As baptized Christians, as followers of Jesus, we've already been sanctified, been set aside to continue his healing work right here and right now. And God loves and trusts us so much that we have been given the family business to carry on, the business of loving and healing and feeding and working for justice. And our family business depends on us sharing the good news of what God has done and continues to do through love. Well, because that's just what you do when you're members of God's family running God's business. Amen.